He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Unfortunately, Butter Pecan may not be able to make this show, but we're going to keep it hot anyway. We got a special guest tonight, Black Mikey. He set it off. He blessed Hot as Track. It is fucking believable. Excuse my English. Well, fuck it. Don't excuse my English. Anyway, wanted to tell y'all we got giveaway. Of course, we have the new CD, Entertainment Summit, that's coming out here October 11th. October 10th and October 11th, 2 days. And, of course, we're giving away tickets. And the way to get those tickets is the same way that you can keep up with us, by texting us from your mobile device the word drama. And that would be to the number 41411. Once again, smooth drama to the number 41411. And if you feel like breaking us off a call tonight, you can, of course, hit us up at 646-929-2037. And if you want to email us, you can, of course, email us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, it's your boy, Dick Hugger. I got Black Mikey. He will be in the house here in a little bit. And we're going to play his hot-ass track, Van Helsing. I've listened to this shit like 3-4 times already. It's hot fire. That's all I can say. Anyway, speaking of hot fire, we're going to jump right into it. Man. You know, I'm sure everybody knows about the Kanye West, or have heard about the Kanye West so-called controversy. And on top of it, they had your man, they had the president who was, you know, asked about it, and he said he's a jackass. And people made that out to be a big deal or whatnot. I'm like, he can't. I know, Lord knows, I got an opinion. You know, and you know my opinion is, he's a damn asshole for doing that shit. Yeah, I mean, you know, come on. But I'm sure y'all heard that before. We gonna holler about that in a little bit. In the meantime, there's something that really, really got on my goddamn nerves that I read about. And it was about some kids in New Jersey who refused to stand up during God Bless America. In New Jersey, the minor league Newark Bears was playing minor league baseball team, and so they were tossed from the ballpark because they refused to stand for the song, you know. And for me, that's a constitutional violation every day of the week. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm sorry. It's a constitutional violation. You don't have to stand up or do nothing. Star Spangled Banner, Pledge of Allegiance, none of that stuff. is mandatory. That sounds like a socialist country. You know how everybody keeps talking about, oh, Obama and the socialists, they're trying to take over. But as I stated a little bit earlier today, you fuckers are like socialists. If we don't do what y'all want and what y'all believe, and y'all know who y'all are, y'all talk about kicking us out of the country. You're talking about we're unpatriotic. Nah, don't call me unpatriotic because I don't believe what y'all believe. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you. It's my right to believe what I want to believe. So long as I ain't blowing nobody up, I ain't shooting nobody in the face, punching nobody in the mouth, none of that, committing no crimes, being a law-abiding citizen and paying my damn taxes, I have the right, supposedly, as an American citizen, to do and say what I want. And if I don't want to stand, and if these three teams don't want to stand for God Bless America, it's their fucking right. Shit. Now, you want to keep talking, and I looked. I went, when I read the article, they had a little poll vote, and one of the questions was, do you think sitting during God Bless America merits getting kicked out of the stadium? 54% of the readers voted yes. And I say to you, you are an American. You are not standing to the spirit of the so-called Constitution and patriotism and whatnot, because constitutionally, I have freedom of religion. So freedom of religion to me means I don't have to believe what you believe. So long as I'm not disrespecting you, personally, I shouldn't face any consequences. Unfortunately, you people, when people don't believe what you believe, you get all agitated, want to fight, you want to cause all these mishap and mayhem and all this other stuff. It's ridiculous. I mean, earlier this month, last month, I remember reading about a guy who wouldn't drive a bus because there was an atheist ad on the bus. So we're talking about he wouldn't do his job because of an ad on the bus. Really? Really? I mean, it's getting to the point where I don't think y'all understand what separation of church and state is. You know, separation of church and state, that means that the church does not run government. Unfortunately, the church does run government. You know, if I say something that, quote-unquote, Christian, and it's funny, y'all call yourself Christian, but you're not tolerant. You're not Christ-like. You're ready to attack first. What part of the game is that? What part of Christianity is that? You fake Christians out there. I want to know. I'm curious to hear what other people think about that. You got an opinion on it? You can break me off a call, 646-929-2037. And if you're a little too shy, you want to hit me off on the email, hit me off on the email, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, that's dick@smoothdrama.com. Don't let the smooth taste fool you. I'm ready for war today because I can't believe that these people are so stupid that you are violating people's rights in the name of your religion, which is unconstitutional all day, every fucking day. And just so it be known, I'm apologizing to you beforehand, Mama, because I gotta say this stuff. So, Pops, if y'all listening, you might want to turn it down, because I'm not quite done yet. Anyway, stupid. Let me say what I mean. Stupid motherfuckers like you who violate people's rights. Like, now I see that they've raised $300,000 to go against gay marriage and all this other stuff. You know, if you don't like gay people, don't talk to them. That's it. When you deny them rights, once again, this is a constitutional issue. Now, a lot of people might say, Dick, why are you getting all caught up on this shit? I mean, you know, it's legit. No, it's not. Y'all need to understand out here that when folks can dictate through quote-unquote religion what you can do, and then they can legislate against you, it's not just, it's a lifestyle choice, you know, because gay people have a lifestyle choice. You know what I'm saying? So, one day it could be talking about them. I mean, we're one generation away from when we was separate but unequal. I mean, we had to use the different bathrooms, whatnot, lest people forget. And though we may not go to that, but who's to say that one day your hip-hop music couldn't be legislated as anti-religious? I don't know. Y'all might want to think about that for a minute, because there's a lot of things that people can say you're doing wrong and then throw a religious moral thing on it, and then, boom, you're labeled as a criminal. I think y'all need to really, really pay attention to that, because this is real serious. I mean, this lack of a separation of church and state is quite appalling. Anyway, I believe our guest, Black Mikey's on the line. Let's holler at my boy here for a minute. Mikey.
What's going on with you, man?
What's up, baby? How you living?
I'm surviving, maintaining, about to blow some of this good and sit down and chop it up with you. You feel me?
I feel you. But before we get into our conversation, you know, one, play this hot-ass track first and foremost, because, I can't get enough.
What you talking about, that Van Helsing?
Oh, my, man, look. I don't know what you was thinking or what you was smoking when you did that shit, but you need to do that shit some more.
Oh, no, I was thinking survival on a mental, physical, and spiritual level. You feel me?
Hey, I feel you, and, you know, that shit got me hyped up. That's all I can say. And so, before I do anything else, I want to say, this is Black Mikey, and I'm playing Van Helsing. Y'all look for this shit, because this shit is fucking hot.
All right, Van Helsing coming to y'all live sneak peek off the Smashing Smash Stone album. You know what I'm talking about? Clack, clack, clack.
That appears the mark of a human being. Human being. We're a demon. We're a demon. God save us. God save us.
I celebrate with every breath I take and keep heat for the heads of snakes. Only I got heat with hot lead for the heads of snakes. So when they hit, I can dare the snake. Let's elevate the game. It's time to remove the fakes. I give a fuck how many lives it takes. We must war for peace. Kill the beast, he's the head of the fakes. You kill the head, and that's all that it takes. It's time to raise the stakes on these motherfucking lies that hate. Hit vampires in the chest with the stake. A nightmare on your street. Shit's deep, don't sleep, stay awake. Or fuck around and wake up at your wake. And this world is so cold, it's got motherfuckers killing for crowns. Running around with 100 rounds round the parabellums. And so I move with my infrared sight like the things that go bump in the night. Just to
folks. Behold the bell horse, hear the hood. When the clock strikes midnight, the vampires rise. So I fear in the face of death and I fight to stay alive.
There's no way that I'm selling my soul. There's no way that I'm ever gonna fold. On me, it's no way I'll let you devils take total control. I'm a king on the throne made of gold. With the blood of a runaway slave pumping through my veins. Mysteries got me using my brain. Since I'm using my brain, Babylon don't want me using my brain. But like they say, no pain, no gain. So I'm out in these streets with my automatic heat in these streets. And when I bust, you beat your feet in these streets. No love for police. They don't want me with my heat in these streets. Cause my heat will knock a man off his feet. It's a struggle out here. So we stay high off the cushion of beers. Pushing the line, just me and my peers. Run the streets with no fears. We've been raised like this for years. So putting hella blood, sweat, and tears. Just to stay alive. Struggle and fight. I move like a ghost in the night. Keep my toes in my right and it's on sight. I bubble and rise. Knowing death is looking us all in the eyes. So I'm fighting with them all just to stay alive.
Exercise and demons. Silver bullets for the werewolves. Behold the bell horse. Hear the hood. And when the clock strikes midnight, the vampires rise. So I fear in the face of death and I fight to stay alive.
I keep my balance on this tightrope of life. While eyes behind me watch my back for the knives. On me, I got eyes in the back of my head watching for knives. So plotting on me ain't no fucking surprise. I come to recognize lies when friends shapeshift to foes. Righteous men say shift to criminals. They say it's fair to get the dough. So it's fair when you end up with your soul on ice. Twice as blind to the fact that most souls have a price. War is defeat and it's a war in these streets. Shit, it's a war in your home and you gotta watch your bed for filthy sheets. You sleeping with Lilith not knowing that's a filthy sheet. Your man squeezed possessed by a demon, robbing you both for peace. Praying still you worry, that's a lawsuit. Don't let them cross you. Belief in a false prophet, that shit'll cost you. I've been down so long now all I know is rise. So I rise and I'm fighting to the death just to stay alive.
I struggle and fight, I move like a ghost in the night. Keep my toes in my right and it's on sight. I bubble and rise knowing death is looking us all in the eyes. So I'm fighting with them all just to stay alive.
Exercise the demons, silver bullets for the werewolves. Behold the bell horse, hear the hood.
And when the clock strikes midnight, the vampires rise. So I stare in the face of death and I fight to stay alive.
Y'all, welcome back. It's your boy, Dick Hugger. I'm sitting here with Black Mikey. What's going on, man?
What's going on? Oh, man, I'm surviving and maintaining, man. Just staying working. You know what I'm talking about?
Right, right. So tell us about this new project you got out.
Well, right now, I got an 18-song slapper in the streets called Blackula. You know what I'm saying? I took the Blackula concept because I'm bleeding the block like a black vampire. Real shit. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm just going all out this time. I've been gone for a little while, like 7 years, you know, and thank God I'm able to get back in the game and do my thing and showcase my talents the way I'm doing it, you feel me?
All right. Well, I hear you saying you was gone for 7 years. What were you doing in that time?
I got caught up for assault with a firearm, and it got me 8 years with 85%, which
okay.
I did 7 years of, and I just got home February 7th. This year.
All right, welcome back, baby. Welcome back.
Yeah, looking out. Yeah, that.
All
but
right.
You know, everybody make mistakes. You know, it's all about a motherfucker growing up and learning and manning up, taking responsibility for his actions and pushing on. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you, man. There ain't no perfect people running around out here, and anybody say it is, they the ones who need to be assaulted.
Real talk. All
right.
Before we go any further, I want to say thank you to each and every Black Mikey fan on the face of this earth. I don't care where you at, who you are, what you about. I love you for the fact that y'all held me down and kept me cracking for so long. You feeling me? So I'm going to do everything in my power to keep y'all cracking the same way y'all represented me. I'm going to represent y'all, and we're going to do this together. You feel me?
All right. That's what I'm talking about right there, because, you know, we got your back. You know, I'm you know, my family been on me like, oh, you need to holler at Black Mikey. You need to holler at Black Mikey. I'm like, I don't know. And then, of course, I heard your shit, and I'm like, damn, I got to holler at Black Mikey.
Good looking out, man. You know what I mean? Shit, like I said, you know, it's a blessing to be able to do this for everybody. So, you know, I'm just trying to be as humble as possible this time, and maybe that'll keep me as successful as possible as I can, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just playing a real game this time, and I'm playing to win, and it's kind of fun, you feel me? You know, to be out here and just really do my thing.
Right. Well, you know, I definitely like you doing your thing. Who are your musical influences?
Oh, man, I can go anywhere from George Clinton to Jimi Hendrix to Jim Morrison and the Doors to the, man, I mean, any type of music. I mean, music is just expression, and I just listen to the way certain people express themselves. And then sometimes we might take bits and pieces of that, or it might inspire us to just create something original from scratch. You feel me? So, you know, this music thing is an amazing thing, and it's a blessing to be able to, you know, do my thing and to be around people that do their thing the same way.
All right. So, who do you, like, hip-hop-wise, who do you listen to right now?
Oh, man, I listen to Immortal Technique, Dead Prez, man. I still listen to the Jay-Z's and the people that's mainstream, but I'm more of an underground dude. So like I said, you know, Ascariax, Dead Prez, Mortal Technique, you know, my boy Damo, Sig B, Mitchie Slick, Don Diego, Cherry Chuck Gang, Anything Wrong Kind, Anything San Diego, Issei Uno, Cricket, even,
right.
You know, my boy J.O.C. Heck, the whole shot, you feel me? If it's 619, I'm with it. You feel me? If it's California Infected, I'm with it. If it's New West or West United or whatever, anything they push it for the West Coast, the East Coast, down South, music universally combined, I'm with it.
Right. Well, you know, I'm with you as far as good music goes. And, you know, I was fortunate enough Friday to go to the San Diego Beat Battle Friday night. Had my boy Kali performing, and Roz Kiles was performing also. And
yeah, my boy that produced that track, Van Helsing, he was in that contest. They called him Mr. Ridley.
Oh, yeah. He
made it.
In,
he made it all the way to his, like, second place. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So that's who produced Van Helsing, and he's produced a number of tracks that y'all going to be getting hit in the head with real soon.
In the head with him Friday night. I mean, he had some hot shit, and quite honestly, I thought he won because the last track that he played, woo, I was like, man, somebody needed to, I mean, it was to the point where I'm like, somebody needs to be rapping to these beats because it's.
Oh yeah, but woo. Trust and believe, a lot of them that you heard are gonna get massacred by either me. They crew Anti-Citizen or my little family, Orko Elohim, you know what I mean? Because not only do I gangster rap, you know what I'm saying, but we spit this grassroots revolutionary as well, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of balances out. You know what I'm talking about?
Honestly, man, I want to say that I don't think that there's a real, I mean, because people say, oh, this is gangster and this is revolutionary. I mean, last time I checked, you know, gangsters in the street, revolutionaries in the street, it's the same people. You know,
exactly.
I just think that good music is good music. And if you saying what people can hear and can understand, can get something out of, I'm not going to put no label on it. You know,
yeah, I can dig that, but I just tend to say that sometimes for the sake of people that tend to always subconsciously,
right.
Unconsciously, or consciously stereotype us and put us in a box anyway.
Right.
Feel me?
Yeah.
So that's for you mentally tardy people out there. And, you know, I pray to God that you speed up and catch up, because if you keep up and catch up, you know what I'm saying, you don't, I mean, you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. You know, I mean, I'm just saying it to say that, you feel me?
No, I'm with you, because, you know, I hear it's like that the whole argument back in the 80s and 90s where people were saying, oh, you know, there's a sellout and we're going to have to take people out. I'm like, who the hell are you taking out? What is a sellout? I've never quite understood that. I mean, because a sellout in one person's eye is a sellout in another. I mean, me, myself, I can say a lot of people, I can say millions of people or billions is a sellout if you follow
but a sellout is somebody who's doing something to the detriment of their own people or their self. You feel
right.
me? That's a sellout.
Right.
Because
yeah,
in order to hate
that.
Your people, in order to hate your people, you must first hate yourself.
Right.
And that's the only way you can pull that kind of stupid shit off. You feel me?
Yeah. Now I'm with you there
and,
on that.
Yeah.
But,
and I mean, please. Just over the time I was gone, I was able to strip myself all the way back down to my bare soul and rebuild. You feel me? So
right.
I'm on a whole different page or plane than a lot of people think I'm on. You feel me? And I can give out this information now because they've seen it on a constant. My actions are examples of what I'm talking about now. So anybody that see me will know that, damn, okay, he's doing everything he said on this interview. Damn, okay, he is one of the real ones. I'm one of the last Vic, as we say.
All right. So now you got the album Blackula out. You got any plans?
Yeah. Well, me and Mitchie Slick, got a situation cracking on the album number 2, which was supposed to be album number 1, but, you know, for the sake of my impatience, Blackula became album number 1 because I've been gone. I was itching to get something in the street, so I put it out myself. But me and Mitch got a thing cracking, and I got an album coming out that I'm going to let him put out on Wrong Kind Records. We got something cracking, and that album is called Anticipate the Smash, and it's heated. It's real heated. I got songs with Lil Beast on, Kitty, a gang of folks on there came and represented. Slick got out on it. I got beats from Cricket, a guy named Cuddy Mac, See Me Rock, Kai, Prophet. I got some slap on there. Real talk. And
all right. We
that'll be coming probably the end of this year. Then I got an album called Blasphemy that I'm doing with DJ See Me Rock because we got a production company called Suspect Society. Me and my
but
boy Prophet.
You just gonna run us over with it. You gonna
yeah,
just run
I mean,
us
I'm,
over?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to stay consistent. That's all I can do.
All right.
You know.
All right. So
expect a lot of. I mean, God willing, expect a whole lot out of me.
Hey, I wouldn't. You didn't kind of set the bar kind of high with this last track. So you know, now I'm gonna be expecting. Some great shit from you every time.
Oh,
if not,
don't worry about nothing. I'm gonna do everything in my power to give you that every time. Or if not, I'm going back to the drawing board. Because you can always do better than your best. You feel me?
Yeah. So let me ask you this, man.
Okay.
I know you. I don't really pay attention to war shows. I actually never watch them at all. If not for the news, I wouldn't have known about what Kanye did. I know you may have heard of it. Maybe you even watched it. What did you think of that shit?
Nah, I mean, I'm not going to even judge him for it. I mean, we do the things we do for whatever reason we do it. And for whatever reason he did it, he felt it was justifiable. Who are we to say he was wrong? Because, I mean, a lot of us have probably did worse. And just because we didn't do it on national television, do we think it's just as bad as the shit he did on TV? It's shit that make you think. You feel me? And I ain't going to hate on the brother. He did whatever he did. Fuck it. He's still my people.
I'm not hating on him. I just thought it was interesting.
No, no,
you know,
no.
He
no,
went
I'm
on
not.
Stage. And
no, it, I never. No, never would I say that you would think that, you know, that I would think that you was hating on him or anything of that fashion. No, I'm just saying. It's people out there that will hate. Because they're not in the position that he's in. But if you do the
right.
work he's done, you can get there. You feel me? I'm not hating on nobody in the game on no level because it's a good thing whether they suck in this game or they hot as fuck in this game because it gives me a reason to be here. If you suck, I got to do some good shit. It gives me a reason to be here. If you hot as fuck, I got to do something just as hot if not as hotter or hottest. Anyway, so it gives me a reason to be here. So, you know, I don't look at a glass half empty. You feel me?
Well, I know people was, as you know, people was attacking our president at every waking turn, and, you know, he had a little comment about it where he came out, he was joking with the press, he was like, they asked him why he did it, he was like, well, it was off camera, he was like, yeah, he was like a jackass, but even, you know, going up there, and not that he was a presenter, he just came out from the backstage, as I was made to know, and you know, people are talking about Obama like, oh my God, he said that Kanye West is a jackass for doing what he did. Now, I mean, me personally, I was down with Kanye's first album, and then the albums after that, I wasn't quite feeling him, you know, and it's neither near here nor there. I mean, because, you know, not everybody's music gonna hit you the same after a while, whatnot. But
you know what's the truth? I mean, he grew in some ways, and in some ways, some people might say that he crossed over or sold out. Remember, we were talking about the sellout thing earlier.
Right.
You know, I mean, but that man did what he did because that's what whatever inspired him to do it, that came from the heart.
Right.
That was genuine. I mean, he did his thing, though. I mean, if you listen to the kid's wordplay and everything else, the boy's all right, man. I mean, sometimes he might, you know, do, I mean, but everybody got songs that people might say, yeah, too. I mean, I even got songs, and I mean, I'm not no hell of an MC or nothing, you know, I'm just striving, and doing the best I can to get better every day, you feel me?
We're all striving and trying to get better. I mean, that's the point of life right there, that you try to do a little bit better every time.
Real talk.
So,
I do a song with him one day.
Hey,
you know what I'm talking about? Let me rock one with Kanye. See how that sounds.
Yeah, tear that shit up.
That might be dope as fuck, you know what I mean? Because they might as well expect me. I'm coming. You know what I'm talking about? This has been long overdue, my brother. This has been long overdue.
Hey, that's why you out here trying to make it happen. That's exactly
what
I'm trying to make it happen. So now, you got any shows coming up?
Right now I got one at the Metaphor Cafe on October 24th. It's going to be a nice venue down there, and it's going to be real cool.
Okay. Now where is that at again?
That's in Escondido. You can hit my Reverb Nation or MySpace.com/MrBlackMikey, and you can hit my Reverb Nation. It's all linked together in my Facebook, one of them, and the information is on there.
Okay.
The actual address, the time, how much it costs, the whole shot, everything's on there.
Shout out
to Reverb Nation, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Reverb Nation.
I was going to tell you, you know, tell the people where they can catch up to you if they want to holler at you, you know, they want to, you know, get your music, they want to just whatever, just holler at Black Mikey. Where can they get you?
Yeah, they can email me at MrBlackMikey@Yahoo.com. Or hit me on MySpace at MySpace/MrBlackMikey, or they can hit me at Reverb Nation and just leave me a message and holler at me. I'll holler back. It's no problem.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm a little political, you know, every now and again. I've been on this constitutional shit because I don't think people understand, you know, like you were talking about survival earlier, you know, the constitutional stuff, like there were these kids in New Jersey, they didn't stand up for God Bless America, and they got kicked out of the stadium by the owner, and I'm like, that shit is unconstitutional. I don't have to stand up. I mean, because we came up, we didn't have to stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. We never said it or anything like that because we were taught that that was idolatry. And I'm thinking that we don't respect the whole freedom of speech issue. And, you know, that goes back to the hip-hop because, as you know, hip-hop has been attacked because it's so-called you know, derogatory toward women, and it's negative as a whole. And I always put it together like, okay, if they can throw people out for not standing up to for God Bless America, then they can throw you out because you like a Black Mikey song. And I was going to ask you what you think about this lack of a separation of church and state and all this other stuff.
I mean, it's some things that I want to say that I won't say on the air, but you can always hit me and we can chop one-on-one, and anybody out there that want to hit me and ask me some questions, we can chop one-on-one. Real talk. But now dig this. It is a global conspiracy going on, and there ain't no conspiracy no more. It's right in everybody's faces, and we headed right towards it. It ain't no in-betweens. Choose your side, and that's all I'm going to say.
Well, I know what side I'm on. And,
real talk.
Speaking of sides, you know, there was something that happened in Detroit, Michigan. You know, I want to ask you your question on it because, you know, there was an anti-abortion activist who was gunned down in front of a school. And, you know, what makes it significant is, like, this is the first time that an anti-abortionist was shot. You know, as you know, it's always the other side. They're blowing up abortion clinics, or they're attacking doctors, or they're attacking people who are talking about having abortions. And this goes back to that Malcolm X, you know, the chickens coming home to roost. And I was going to ask you, what do you think about that?
It's just karma, man. Everybody knows karma's a dancing bitch, man. And if you put bad karma out there and you dance with karma, you're going to have two left feet. And she's going to fuck you up every time. That's the game.
That it is.
That's how it is. That's just life. Whatever you put out there is going to come back.
And that's definitely what happened, because, you know, there was a little outrage out there. And, you know, I think it's funny because, one, we're talking about religious folks. And once again, I always take that mirror where we talk about hip-hop artists, rappers, always out there shooting and fighting and glorifying violence. But these are religious folks that's out there. It's funny how it's religious folks that's out there. Nobody talks about the music that we know and love, and that rappers not out there, like, talking about it, gunning each other down in the street for a cause or whatnot.
All right, well, I got a little surprise for the world coming, and I'm going to go on and put it out there. Another album coming, and I'm calling the album Black August. It's something that we did in the penitentiary, you know what I mean, where we would get together and we would exercise. Well, we exercise on a regular basis, but we exercise vigorously during Black August. You feel me? And we really got in shape, mind, body, and spirit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And,
so Black August, you plan on sneaking that out on the fly and whatnot?
It's no longer going to be snuck out. Now it's not even a problem, but, you know, I'm going to just have some real surprises for y'all on these albums.
Okay.
It's going to be a real jewel, so everybody will want to not sleep on this.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely not sleeping on you. And, you know, I, of course, that's why I asked you, did you have any videos or anything like that?
I got a couple of videos coming up, but until everything is etched in stone the way it's supposed to be, I ain't going to speak on it. But I'm going to hit YouTube like a whirlwind real soon.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm just getting everything in gear because I'd rather show y'all than tell y'all.
All right. Well, you know, we definitely want to know. I definitely plan on checking with you. You know, now.
I got one more project I didn't speak on. I got an album with my boy Damu. We doing called To the Hard Way. And it's going to be real hot. Matter of fact, I gave you a song. It's a song called Hit It From the Back on there.
Right.
That's going to be on the album with me and him.
Okay, Hit It From the Back. I'm down with that.
Yeah, it's real mean, you know what I mean? You know something we was just clowning on, you know, we was clowning on, you know, in one aspect, we was clowning on Breezy's, but then you know how everybody calling hip hop a female right now.
Yeah.
Well, me and my boy ran a train on it real quick. Real quick.
We ran a train on hip hop
real quick, just to say we did it. Now we being nice to her. We don't treat her like she a slut or nothing like that, but she has been letting a whole bunch of people hit it, you know what I mean? So me and my boy had to go on and get a bar, you feel me?
Yeah, I definitely.
But now hip hop just fell in love with us and like really blowing up our cell phones and emailing us and, you know, pulling up in the driveway with pistols, drunk, playing Keisha Cole and shit. You know what I mean? It's fun though. You know what I mean? To know that hip hop got a thing for us now.
Right.
You feel me?
Exactly. Well, see, that was
the whole concept behind Hit It From The Back, so people don't think that our minds was in the gutter, even though it sounds like it. You feel me? It's a method to our madness.
Hey, preach on it. You know, I think people don't understand that there's different ways of going at something positive. You know, people always look at just the surface, and they don't try to dig underneath and get to what's good on the inside. I mean, you know what? Temptation sung the song "Beauty's Only Skin Deep" about 50 years ago. And I mean, to me, when you talk about songs like that, hitting it from the back, it reminds me of when Common did the song "I Used to Love Her," and everybody attacked him on that because they didn't understand what he was saying. He was saying that it was starting to get a little ignorant, which we, of course, now live out in hip-hop on the radio and whatnot.
Yeah, that's real talk. But all I can say is to everybody who's out there living that shit or doing their thing, you can only do it so much before your motherfucking ass short-circuit. Take it from experience. You feel me? And all that partying like a rock star, it's going to catch up with you. And you want to go on and pump your brakes and handle your business accordingly because these motherfuckers is going to stay in your pockets until they punch a hole in it. So get your money yourself. Be about your bread. Independent push.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Now, as an independent, I'm going to ask you about, you know, what do you do as an independent to get yourself out there? I don't think people can appreciate the grind that an independent cat like yourself go through.
Well, first and foremost, I thank God that I had a following before I left because I've been doing my thing for a minute, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I hit MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, you know, I push music out there. I'm not scared to do a song with nobody. I'll do a song with anybody. If dude want him to come and remix the Achy Breaky, I'll do it. It's not a problem.
If you remix the Achy Breaky.
It's not a problem. It's not a problem, you feel me? So that's what sets me apart from the rest. Because everybody want to stick to a set formula when hip-hop has no formula.
Nah, there is
hip-hop
no
is
formula.
Expression. You express yourself however the fuck you choose to express yourself.
Definitely. I mean, because that was the other part of my sellout argument. Because, you know, people say you sell out when you do something different. And I'm like, nah, I got no problem with a dude that ain't afraid to be original. You know, the problems I have is with the people that want to sound like the dude that hit. You know, this whole auto-tune shit.
On one hand, I feel you, but on another hand, imitation is the highest form of flattery. So I ain't even mad.
I'm just saying that after a while, it's like when I listen to somebody's album whatnot, I look at it, and I'm an album dude. I'm not about your fucking single. You know, if I'm getting your shit, it's about the album and how you put a story together. You know, I want to see the diversity. I want to see that a motherfucking artist got a vision when he put together his album, not like, oh, this shit I can play in the club. This is my hot shit right here that I can. No, I don't believe in that, and I can feel that when you listen to an artist, what they own shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel.
Yeah, that, because I think that's my question is, how do you conceptualize your album? How you come out with it? What's your thought process?
Oh man, I visualized it, and instead of putting it on paper, I made it manifest itself through action. You feel me?
Right.
Anything that I thought was going to benefit this album, I did it, and I put it on there. And the album was originally supposed to be 19 songs, but I just, you know, went with my first mind and just made it that 18. And, you know, the last song on the album, it's a song called Street Life. I don't know if I shot it to you, but
I'm going
to shoot it to you.
Yeah, you
immediately.
Because
I'm going to shoot you the whole album. I'm going to shoot you the whole album immediately. So that way, you know, you can slap whatever song on that album anytime you want to. And everybody else, please, cdbaby.com, get on there and get a bar. Please get that album. You know what I'm talking about? You won't be disappointed.
Now, we going to CD Baby to get Blackula?
Yeah, that's where Blackula's at, cdbaby.com. Right. And for those in San Diego, like I said, email me, hit me on MySpace or something, and, you know, let's set up arrangements. I'll deliver it to you. It's not a problem.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking that, you know, we need to make a push to get out to your show. You know, once again, tell the people where your show is.
This is on Smooth Drama. You know what I'm talking about. And Black Mikey is a firm believer in Smooth Drama. So y'all just dig that.
Well, we want to support you. I'm talking about, you know, we want to bring Smooth Drama to your show. We want to see a Black Mikey show. We want to see you tear
that
shit up.
That's at the Metaphor Cafe. That's at the Metaphor Cafe in Escondido, October 24th. And you can hit my Reverb Nation, www.reverbnation.com. Punch Black Mikey in and go down to the shows, and it'll let you know exactly what it is, the address, the how much it's going to cost to get in, the ages, the whole shot, the venue, everything.
Okay.
So, and again, I must thank each and every one of y'all for supporting the Black Mikey movement, the whole society, Dark Break Mind Off, Click Hound Foundation, Wrong Kind movement, you know what I'm saying, Have At It Entertainment, Smooth Drama. I love you for this, homie. Good looking out, because this is another way to push this movement.
Once again, man, anytime you want to come on the show, you want to call, holler, you got something on your mind, whatever. You got open.
What I'm going to start officially doing is anytime I do something new, I'm going to run it past you. So that way, if you feel it needs to get out there, we just put it out there real quick.
Hey, holler at me, because I definitely want to holler at you. It's something I want to do for the neighborhood, but we'll talk a little later on.
Okay, I'm with it.
Okay. So once again, tell people where we can hear from you.
Y'all get at me on Reverb Nation. Y'all can get at me at cdbaby.com. That's where you can get the album. You can get at me at MySpace/ Mr. Black Mikey. You can get at me on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? You can email me at MrBlackMikey@yahoo.com. For those that want to shoot beats to me or just holler at me on some what's happening type shit, it's cool, you know. But, you know, that's how I'm getting down. I'm going to push this movement until I can't push it no more, and then I'm going to get up and push it again.
All right. Well, I'm going to help you push. We going to push together, because I think that we need to, you know, bring this hip-hop community here in San Diego to another level, because I think that, you know, I mean, I was at the thing Friday, and I'm, like, seeing that there's a crowd, there's an audience out there for artists like yourself. And I think that we need to do more hip-hop things here in San Diego to raise the profile, because this is too big a city and there's too much talent here, you know, in hearing what I've been hearing over the past year or so for us to let that shit hang.
Yeah, it's a real shitload of talent out here. And like I said, shouts out to anybody that's 619, because until we unite, it ain't going to be nowhere in hell that any of us is going to really get no real shine, because everybody is going to be constantly hating on each other with this crab in a barrel syndrome. Could you please, motherfuckers, hear me when I say this. Please stop hating and let's work together and get some money. Is you motherfuckers scared of money?
Well,
let's get money.
Not only scared of money, but is you motherfuckers scared of unity? Unifying and making
man,
it strong.
Man, I mean,
there's something to be said.
Something of that word.
People working together. Right. Because you see everybody else do it but us. And you wonder if that crab in the barrel shit.
Man. That shit's
anyway,
driving
I
want to
thank you, brother, for coming on the show. You know,
yeah,
real.
Man. Good looking out for having me. You know what I'm talking about?
And I'm being real, you know, when I say that you welcome any fucking time. Any
all right,
time.
Good looking out, man.
Oh, you
shouts
know,
out
there
to all the homies doing time. Every last one of them, all the homies resting in peace. Shouts out to all y'all. I can't say names because I'll be naming names for fucking ever. So I just say to all my homies locked up and to all my homies resting in peace, I'm doing this for y'all.
All right. With that, all right,
good looking out, man.
You know, no, good looking out from you, and definitely I'll be hollering at you sooner than you think.
All right. For sure.
All right,
you anytime,
man.
Black all
Mikey,
right.
Y'all.
All right, now, hey, much love, San Diego and everybody else. It's no hate. Y'all, thank you for supporting me, and I'm going to continue to do my thing.
All right, man. You take care.
All right, for sure, little one.
All right, peace.
All right, then.
Woo! That was Black Mikey. Wow. I don't even know what to say on that. We're going to take a little station identification break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Smooth Drama. You're listening to Smooth Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Unfortunately, Butter Pecan couldn't make it tonight. Wow. Just got through hollering at my man, Black Mikey. Great interview. If y'all looking for some real hip-hop, y'all need to holler at my man because he is definitely representing the real hip-hop, especially here in San Diego. And, you know, I think y'all need to go out and support live music, live hip-hop here in San Diego, because it's a lot of cats of talent out here, and, you know, they need your support, because, you know, they working hard, and they got some talent, they should be supported, and y'all should be out there supporting them instead of sitting at home playing your Wii, or your Wii, one of those, I don't know. Anyway, as always, we are now doing the dumbass segment, you know, because always got to talk about dumbasses. And starting off with dumbass number one, banker, who was partying in a foreclosed home in Malibu. Sharonda Guyton, a 30-year-old Wells Fargo senior vice president, who was responsible for foreclosed commercial properties, she had been spending time at a foreclosed $12 million Oceanside Malibu home just months after the house owners had turned it over to Wells Fargo. So he figured nobody was there. Shit, I can just chill and hang out, whatnot, me and the family. Not thinking that the people who live in the neighborhood wasn't going to recognize that y'all don't live there. and you're there unlawfully. So what end up happening is the neighbor started talking, and this bank executive, Miss Sharonda Guyton, got fired. And so that's what's going down on that one. It's just stupid. You know, one, my comment is, don't you think that people are going to see you and know that you don't live there? And I don't know, I'm in racial rehab, but Sharonda, people probably knew your black ass didn't live there. Did I say black ass? I'm sorry. Second dumb ass is the woman who has the 20-foot python that's 400 pounds. A 400-pound python, 20 foot long, as a fucking pet. And what makes it even worse is the fact that the pet got loose. It was in the neighbor's yard, and the neighbor calls the animal shelter folks. He's like, hey, there's a fucking python, damn dinosaur in my yard. We gotta get that shit out of there. And, you know, they're taking it to the beach, like, hey, you know what? This is educational for the kids, whatnot. I got an educational thought. If you see a 20-foot python, go the other fucking way before it catches you, crushes you, and kills you. And 20-foot, 400-pound pythons are not meant to be pets. Anything that can grow bigger than you should not be a pet. And last but not least, other dumbasses. We talked about this earlier this year, about the San Marcos couple who bragged on Dr. Phil about stealing $100,000 worth of toys and selling them on eBay, you know, saying it was even easy money on the air. Well, they finally got arrested Friday, and they were, of course, charged. They're facing conspiracy and to transport stolen property in interstate commerce. It's just a violation of a federal law. So their thing is, you know, being dumbasses for going on Dr. Phil and telling the world I'm fucking stealing. Dumbasses. So the question is, of those three, which one is the biggest dumbass? The banker who is hanging out, the banker who's hanging out in the foreclosed home, the 20-foot python owner, or the dumbass is going on Dr. Phil. Me, myself, I think the dumbass is who go on Dr. Phil and tell everybody, hey, you know, I'm stealing. I think you're dumb because, one, you're on TV. It's recorded for posterity's sake. The video is against you. You are the dumbass. And with that, I'm going to have to go now. Our time is up. It's been nice hollering at you. You know, was happy to have Black Mikey on the show. Look forward to hollering at that brother again. And I will definitely holler at you guys Thursday. With that, I will say peace, love, and I'm Dick Ugger, and I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.